Good morning and welcome to the Senate Labor and Commerce Committee. Today is Tuesday, March 21st, 2017. This is our 9:30 a.m. meeting. We will also be meeting this afternoon at 1:30. And we are continuing today hearing from individuals across Alaska who've been appointed by the governor to serve on boards and commissions. The time is 9:34, and I want to welcome Senator Gardner.
Welcome. Good morning.
Senator Meyer.
Thank you.
And Vice Chair Senator Hughes, welcome.
Good morning.
Senator Stevens is in his district attending to some matters there. And I want to thank Carrie and Kyle for being here, the recording secretary and LIO operator. Appreciate your assistance. Once again, I want to thank the members of the public for the time that you've taken out of your day to call in so that we can ask you questions and we can be introduced to you. We have your bios and background that you've provided in our packets. And as I've mentioned before, this is the only time that the legislature in the Senate has a chance to interact with the nominees. So with that, I'd like to begin. We have the Board of Dental Examiners, and this is a 9-member board, and the first nominee that we're speaking with today is Dr. Michael Moriarty of Seward, and this is a dentist seat. Thank you, Dr. Moriarty, for joining us. So please state your name and affiliation for the record and tell the committee about your interest in serving on the board and perhaps mention any challenges that you see the Board of Dental Examiners might be looking at in the future and during your term on the board.
Okay. Hello, my name's Dr. Michael Moriarty. I've been a dentist in Seward since 1991. I've served in many capacities on the State Dental Society and previously on the State Dental Board. As well as I've continued to be on the Western Regional Examining Board for, I think, almost 18 years now, and I just got back at 3 this morning for giving a national clinical exam in Las Vegas. So I continue to do that. I live in Seward. I have my wife and 2 children. I'm freshman and junior in high school. I've been a Medicaid provider for my whole career here in Alaska, and I'm very proud to say that I've done that since 91. As far as big challenges that are in front of the board, or has been in front of the board, and in the future, we've been very involved with a lengthy sedation regulation that is out to public comment again. That has been ongoing for quite some time now. It's a very needed thing. It's at the end of the day, we're there to not only to help the public but also to protect them. And with the abuse of opioids and things like that, that's another challenge in our state. As nationally, hearing from other state board members when I'm out giving these dental exams, that would probably be one of the biggest challenges I feel as far as the state of Alaska at present, and also to continue to take care of the underserved individuals in our state.
Great. Well, thank you very much for that introduction and certainly for your commitment to your profession. Are there any questions from committee members? Senator Gardner?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I actually don't have a question. I just want to say that you've actually had a lot of awards and honors also, and have a very interesting record of community involvement and advocacy. So thank you for all that you're doing.
Well, thank you, Senator Gardner.
Hey. Is there anybody here in Juneau that wishes to testify related to this nominee or anyone online? Okay, seeing none. Again, thank you, Dr. Moriarty, especially for making yourself available, considering that you've been, just landed in Anchorage, basically, or wherever you are, Seward.
Yeah, I just made it back to Seward at 3 this morning, so
okay.
You're welcome. And I appreciate your time, everybody, and all you do down there in Juneau.
Thank you. Okay. Is Dr. Stephen Scheller online? Okay. We will come back to Dr. Scheller at some future date. Next, we have the Board of Barbers and Hairdressers, and this is a 7-member board. Terry Ann Schell has been online since 9:30, and she's calling in from Big Lake, and her nomination is for the public seat. Terry Ann, thank you for joining us.
Good
Thank you.
And please feel free
I'm a 20-year resident of Alaska, and I consider myself a lifer. We're not leaving here, let me tell you. It's been beautiful. I was a cosmetologist in high school. That's what gave me the interest in this board. I went to a vocational high school and got my cosmetology license. That's how I worked my way through college the first time. I have a degree in chemistry, a degree in nursing and health education, so that could all fit in with the board of cosmetology and hairdressers and tattoo artists and piercing. I recently did an internship at the Department of Environmental Conservation and Food Safety, and we went out and inspected a few of the tattoo shops, and I looked at lots of applications and kind of judged, you know, helped them sort through some of the issues and whether they were meeting the minimum standards. And I've also served on some of my professional organizations. One of those was a regulatory for certification, so kind of it's a thing similar to what I could do on the board of barbers, hairdressers, and tattoo artists, is, you know, when there's a question, seeing if they meet the standards.
Great. And I see that you're also a registered nurse?
Yes.
Okay. Wonderful. And you, it looks like you actually were interested in serving on some other boards, too, and I appreciate your interest in serving. Are there any questions from committee members? Senator Gardner?
Thank you. And maybe you haven't had a chance to get up to speed on this, Terry Ann, but we have a bill before this committee that has to do, or maybe it passed out, I can't remember, and I'm sorry, but it was a bill that had to do with the training and the number of hours that hairdressers, and it adds a licensing requirement for people who do hair braiding. Are you familiar at all with this proposal?
Just a little bit. I've been looking at that. They were also a bill for male technicians, too. It was 12 hours, and now it's going up to 20 hours for their minimum training for that.
Okay, and I understand you're a new appointee, so you may not yet have a position on that. What do you think about the hours, though, if you do?
I don't have a really good feel for it. I know that more hours is always preferable. You know, the more that you can learn ahead of time and practice, the better it is for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay. Any further questions? Okay, seeing none, thank you very much for making yourself available, Terry Ann. Is there anyone else online or here in Juneau that wishes to testify related to this nominee? Okay, seeing none, thank you very much, Terry Ann. We will be forwarding all the names en masse when the committee reviews all the names that the governor has appointed. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Sue. Thank you, committee.
Okay, next we have the State Board of Physical Therapy and Occupational Therapy. This is a 7-member board, and Jennifer Carlton from Fairbanks is online. She has been appointed to the physical therapist seat. Jennifer, welcome, and please feel free to introduce yourself to the committee.
Hello. Thanks so much for having me today. I am a lifelong Alaskan resident. I grew up here in Fairbanks. I've actually been a physical therapist in the Fairbanks community now for about 20 years. I got my degree in at Pacific University in Forest Grove, Oregon, and I have 4 children, 2 adult children, one in physical therapy school and the other in nursing school, and then 2 stepsons who are 8 and 10. I'm interested in serving on the board, mostly because, you know, I know there's a need for it. I think one of the biggest challenges in physical therapy in Alaska is the licensing process. Being on the end of being an administrator, I often hear how long the licensing process takes place and whatnot, and so I thought to myself, you know what? When a board position comes up, I'm going to apply for it so that I can help the licensing committee, and the board figure out that process and do what I can to help.
Great. Thank you very much. Are there any questions of committee members? Senator Hughes.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you for stepping up, Jennifer Carlson. Appreciate that. When you mentioned the process takes a while, I'm just curious, how long have you been hearing that it takes for the licensing process?
It will take anywhere between, from the therapist, because I've had to hire a few contract therapists, 6 to 8 weeks, sometimes longer if they don't fill out the application properly, of course. So,
okay.
You know, I don't know if that's reasonable. I really don't have anything to compare it to, because I've, you know, been licensed mostly here in Alaska. I haven't had to go through that licensing process myself.
I'll follow up.
Senator Hughes?
Yeah, and Jennifer, do you happen to know, are they all due up at the same time? I know that happens in some other boards rather than staggering it throughout the year. They're at the, you know, they come the end of the year, everyone is trying to get renewals, and then you have the new ones coming in that can get caught in that.
Yeah, so the renewal process is fairly quick and simple. That is not a problem at all, and that occurs at the same time, June of even years, every 2 years. So it'll be due up again in 2018. Really where it becomes a problem is, like, for example, there's a real shortage of PTs in the state of Alaska. I have actually been looking for 2 full-time PTs for close to 3 years now. And as a result, I've had to hire contract labor. And so these individuals don't live in Alaska. You bring them up and they say, well, I can come on board as soon as I get my license. And that's usually taking about 6 to 8 weeks.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much. Any further questions? Okay. Is there anyone here in Juneau or online that wishes to provide public testimony on the appointment of Jennifer Carlson to the State Board of Physical Therapy and Occupational Therapy? Okay. Seeing none. Thank you very much, Jennifer.
Thank you.
So next we have the Board of Professional Counselors. This is a 7-member board. And Harold Henderson of Wasilla is being nominated for the licensed professional counselor seat. Welcome, Harold.
Yes, hi there. How are you?
Great, thank you. If you could just introduce yourself for the committee and explain your interest in serving on this board.
Sure. My name is Harold Henderson. I've been a licensed professional counselor in private practice for about 15 years, and I'm also a school counselor in the Mat-Su Borough. And I've been doing that for 24 years, and I am excited to be a part of the licensure board because it lets me get in touch with, you know, the people that are applying and just to see the different interests and the different backgrounds of the people that are entering the fields. We had our meeting. Our first meeting about a couple, maybe a month or so ago, and in reviewing the applications, it was just amazing to look at the different backgrounds and the different, you know, the different trainings that all these people have gone through, and it was just terrific to be a part of that. So I feel very fortunate to be able to be on that board right now.
Great. Well, are there any questions from committee members? Senator Hughes?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I seem to have something in my throat this morning. Harold, I think I remembered you. I think you, perhaps, were a school counselor. Was at Colony High, and I interacted you when my students were, my children were there. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I'll follow up, Madam
Chair. Oh, Senator Hughes.
I just want to thank you for stepping up. I actually didn't realize that somebody that was an LPC would be a school counselor. Are those two different career tracks and licensures, or are school counselors LPCs?
No, they're actually two different. School counselors typically, what they do is they get a type C certificate through the, you know, the guidance master's degree, the guidance counseling master's degree, and then the LPC is actually, it's a licensure by exam and supervision, and it's a clinical licensure. It's much, much harder to get. And so that's why being on this board is so important, because we can look at the different fields and look at the different people that are coming in and make sure they meet those. There's like 9 or 10 different course requirements alone just to be able to be considered for the LPC license. So it's significantly different.
Senator Hughes?
Well, thank you for that. And I see that you are continuing as a school counselor as well at Colony, so I appreciate that. And they're getting good bang for their buck because you have both certifications. Thank you.
Well, I appreciate it very much. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Harold. Is there anyone? Oh, Senator Gardner.
Thank you, and thank you very much for your willingness to serve. I've heard anecdotally that in Alaska we have a shortage of counselors and therapists of various types. I don't have any data about that. Do you think that's accurate? And is it kind of widespread or certain specialties? And then,
we do have a shortage. If you look at, I had a parent come in today who was talking about an outside referral for her son, and you know, everywhere she called was like 2 month waiting list, and she says, I don't have 2 months to wait, and so I'm finding a significant shortage in people that are willing to work with kids and not so much adolescents, but kids like 13 and under. There's a huge shortage in that area. And I just think the supply and demand, I mean, the people, there's, you know, my counseling practice, if I wasn't careful, I'd be doing it full time and doing school full time. So, that's why it's so rewarding to see the people that are applying for the licensures or, they are doing these specializations in kids and those kinds of things. So it's, hopefully the help is coming, you know.
Good. Thank you. Madam Chair, if I might, my next question was going to be, what can we do to help solve that problem since you're educated at UAA? But maybe we're getting there without, unless you have other suggestions?
It comes from, a student going into a particular program, knowing what they want to do. And being able to plan ahead, because like I said, if you kind of are under the guides of a guidance counseling track where you want to be a school counselor, you can do that, and you can also qualify for to be able to sit for the LPC exam if you're aware of the different core classes that you have to take. And so I would just hope that in those programs that they're making sure that people can actually do both, but there's certain things that they need to do on top of the Type C certificate to be in the schools.
Thank you.
Senator Hughes?
And just a comment, Madam Chair. Thank you. I noticed that one of your areas of emphasis is helping people with job stress, and so I just want to mention you might want to come down here and hang around the Capitol at the end of the session. Thank you, Mr. Henderson, for stepping up.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Is there anyone here in Juneau or online that wishes to provide public testimony on the nomination of Harold Henderson to the Board of Professional Counselors? Okay, seeing none, thank you, Harold, for calling in.
Thank you very much. I appreciate all you guys do. I really do.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
So just to let members know, we have one more nominee that we'll hear from today. She's calling in from Fairbanks, and then we'll be hearing from the sponsor of staff for Senate Bill 71, and then we'll go back to the Board of Dental Examiners. We have a hygienist who's calling in at 10, so we'll be taking a break to do some matters on a bill. So with that, I'd like to welcome Renee Piszczek of Fairbanks. This is for the Board of Certified Real Estate Appraisers, and this is the Mortgage Banking Executive Seat. So Renee, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Great. Well, feel free to introduce yourself to the committee and then express your interest in serving on the board. And I'd be interested in hearing any challenges that you see that the board may be addressing moving forward.
Okay. Good morning. My name is Renee Pizik. I've been in Fairbanks, Alaska since 1985. I'm a community banker here in town and pretty much walked in the door to open an account and been here ever since and kind of grew up inside the bank. I was approached by one of the local appraisers a couple years ago to sit on this board to replace somebody. And ever since I've done that, I've been amazed at my own personal growth. The state has done an amazing job training me. Coming from, you know, the private sector, you sit on boards and nonprofits and they're not as well organized, but I really do appreciate all the training and support that I've gotten from the state. So that's been absolutely wonderful. I enjoy sitting with the gentlemen who are the appraisers on the board and what they've taught me. I'm an underwriter here at the bank and I look at appraisals all day long, but it's quite a different world to stand in their shoes and see things from their angle. So I've appreciated that very much. And then I was amazed I could even give back. Just knowing the things I know between Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and Alaska Housing Loans and what they are expected to know for the appraisals. And we have great conversations when we're sitting there at the board or on the phone calls and stuff. So some of the challenges we've been dealing with is setting up an AMC, the appraisal management company, and one of the gentlemen's working with a local lady in Anchorage for that to get something on the books going for that. And then we've also worked on the challenges of they've changed the regulations to say that there has to be a degree involved for the new appraisers, the training supervisors, and what we've been working through with that information as well has been really great conversations and trying to get some things, you know, passed or changed or, you know, just the conversations out there. So I appreciate being on the board, and I thank you that you guys, even somebody actually came to me, and I would have never considered it or even thought of it until somebody approached me, and I was like, wow, it's been amazing. So if anyone's out there listening, this is a great plug for getting on a board. It's life-changing. So thank you.
Well, thank you very much, Renee. I think it speaks highly of you that you were approached. People offer, you know, their service to the state, but I think that's really wonderful that someone saw the talent that you have. And I'm looking around. Are there any questions of committee members? Senator Gardner?
Thank you, and forgive my ignorance, but what is an appraisal management company?
It's a company that Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, some of the federal regulations came on board and said, we want, Renee orders an appraisal for the bank, and we want it to be sent off to this management company that double checks and underwrites it and reviews it and kind of is approving it for Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, Alaska House, all the big investors that are out there. And each state has been requested to put that out there for different rules that go with it. So it's really, in short, somebody who approves appraisals.
Thank you. So, Madam Chair, if I might just add, so you described how much you learned by serving on the board, and I guess I'm doing the same thing here. Thank you.
Thank you.
And I noticed, too, that you serve on a housing board in Fairbanks and also do help with training for first-time homeowners for the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation, so thank you for that.
Thank you.
And Senator Hughes has a question for you.
Yes, thank you, and I need to learn something here along with Senator Gardner, and that is, does this board deal with those that are assessing property values in the local municipalities?
No, private appraisers.
Oh, follow up?
Senator Hughes.
Okay, thank you, because I was just thinking as we're facing the fiscal situation we are, and there's some look at municipalities in regard to property taxes, people could get a bit pesky about how their properties are being assessed, so I thought that might increase the complaints. But if you're not dealing with that, I guess you won't have to deal with complaints like that. Thank you.
Probably the only thing we worry about is them stealing the local appraisers to use, you know, so they could be private, and then the borough could come in and say, we're going to hire you, and they're no longer private, and they go work for them. And then we have a shortage of appraisers.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much. Is there anyone here in Juneau or online that wishes to testify on the nomination of Renee Pizik for the Board of Appraisers, or excuse me, Real Estate Appraisers? Okay, seeing none, thank you, Renee.
Thank you.
So I will leave the public testimony open on all the nominees. We will set them aside for the moment, and I'm going to take a brief at ease to allow the staff to Senator Stevens to come forward to review Senate Bill 71. So brief at ease. Labor and Commerce Committee is called back to order. This is the Committee on the Economy. And we've been reviewing governor's appointees to boards and commissions, and now we're going to hear, again, Senate Bill 71. This is the second hearing. It's the commercial fishing loans bill. And with us we have Tim Lampkin with Senator Stevens' office. Welcome, Tim. And was there, I see, Tim, that you've shared a handout. Did you want to go through that with us? That would be great.
Thank you, Madam Chair. For the record, Tim Lampkin, staff to Senator Stevens. Senator Stevens is obviously unable to join us this morning, but he sends his gratitude for bringing the bill up again. So this morning I was cued to come down here a little bit earlier than I was expecting, and I was working on this visual. It inspired me to help kind of make this bill more easy to understand. And so I apologize it's not quite as polished or as pretty as I would have intended to make it, but this, I think, hopefully will help get the message across. And that is a reminder that what we're talking about here is the little guys in commercial fishing. This is one of a few opportunities for the state to kind of help out and encourage the perpetual invigoration of our natural resources, in this case specifically fisheries, and to help Alaskans participate in that industry, those that might need an extra bump. And so the equation here for those folks to go fish is a total of $400,000. The bill does not change the actual total amount capped at $400,000. That amount will still remain the same. What we're changing is how we get to $400,000, and we're changing the components of A, B, C, and F. And this diagram here explains what each of those sub-loans are, what they're for, the current cap, and what the new cap would be. The bottom line continues to be $400,000. So with that, I'm hoping that helps make it visually more easy to understand what we're doing here.
Okay. Are there questions of committee members? Senator Hughes?
And so you were rushed, so you didn't have time to label this, but is the first set of numbers on the left side of the arrow the current, and the number on the right side of the arrow what the bill proposes?
The Chair, Senator Hughes, that's exactly right.
Thank you.
And we'll make this available online as soon as possible. Essentially, like you said, Tim, it's a visual of the information that you provided, what the bill does.
Mm-hmm.
Senator Gardner?
Thank you. And I get the sense that you feel like people have been confused about it, and I think you've done a good job of explaining it. You know, the visual is nice when we share it with other people, but I think you've done fine.
Thank you.
Okay. We also have Brittany Sione Haywood in the audience. She's the director of the Division of Economic Development. Thank you, Brittany, for being here. Are there any questions for Brittany? Yes, Senator Meyer.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I don't know if this is for the sponsor or for Brittany, but I'm just curious about the program itself. What are the interest rates? Are they kind of the market rate, or they tend to be less so that more people can afford the loans?
Through the Chair, Senator Meyer, they do vary slightly. They are set regulatorily, and at this point, to go into those specifics, I can quote a few numbers, but she's the person
sure.
that can answer that
okay.
question.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Welcome, Brittany.
Thank you so much. For the record, Brittany Cheney Haywood. I'm the director for the Division of Economic Development in the Department of Commerce, Community, and Economic Development. So the interest rate currently is 5%. Excuse me. Actually, I believe it's 5.5%. It's a fixed rate to prime plus 2%. There's a cap on it at 10.5%, and then no lower than cost of funds. Cost of funds for us tends to be somewhere between 3 and 4%.
Madam Chair.
Senator Meyer.
So is that less than what they would be able to get through the bank?
excuse me. Sometimes it kind of depends. It's a little bit different structure in that banks often do a risk-based interest rate. And so if the client is risky, the borrower is risky, then it would be higher. And I'm sorry, through the chair, Senator Meyer.
Hey, Madam Chair, so if these are risky loans, how are we doing? Are we making money off of these loans, or are we holding our own, or what's the status?
Through the chair, Senator Meyer, this is a really successful program. We've been in existence since 1972, and we've managed to have a very balanced portfolio where some of the loans, particularly on our permits, are to, less risky borrowers, and that is balanced with our higher appetite for risk to those other borrowers that are newer, maybe don't have credit, have had some bad credit, where we'll take a look at those and make the loans anyway. We have a low delinquency rate, and so I think that also speaks to the success of the program.
So, Madam Chair, that's good that we have a low delinquency rate, but are we making any money off this? I mean, what do we have, $90 million about in the fund now to loan out?
Through the Chair, Senator Meyer, there's about $90 million loaned out, and we have about $20 million in cash balances. And, yes, we are making money. We pay for our own operations. We have been self-sufficient and have not taken any general funds since 1985. And so we have, in return to the initial capitalization, actually given more back to general fund, paying for the cost of our operations and other programs.
Okay. And Madam Chair, if I may.
Senator Meyer.
So like the ADA program that we have, where they loan out money and then they give a dividend back to the state, does this program do something similar to that?
Through the chair, Senator Meyer, no, we do not do a dividend. The money that is received back that we do not end up using stays in the fund, and we use it to make additional loans and grow the loan fund for additional economic development.
Okay. I think that's all the questions I have right now, Madam Chair.
Okay. Thank you, Senator Gardner. Now, Brittany, can you, if you know this, can you explain how this loan program is different than CFAB?
Yes, Madam Chair. We're kind of two sides of the same coin in that both were established very close to each other in kind of the timeline. And we were established out of limited entry in order to be able to finance those limited entry permits. And so CFAB has a different kind of way that they lend, different from this program. Their constituency base, for the most part, is a bit different as well, where we tend to do smaller loans, typically less affluent borrowers, as well as kind of a distinction between us and private sector would be similar.
Okay. So in your mind, we don't compete then with CFAB?
Madam Chair, there's probably some competition because we are the two entities that can lean on limited entry permits, but it often tends to be a rather different clientele as well, in that borrowers tend to work themselves out of this program and into CFAB and into private lending as they become more affluent.
Okay. Thank you very much. Any further questions? Senator Gardner?
Thank you. So to that point, do I understand that CFAB has loans for people who qualify conventionally, and this loan program is for people who have a hard time borrowing, as you said, because they don't have credit or assets?
Through the chair, Senator Gardner, yes, that would, in kind of a nutshell, be correct, in that CFAB, my understanding, is closer to private sector lending, whereas we tend to have kind of people who, again, are just starting out or maybe don't have great credit. Our average age of our borrower tends to be younger than the average age of permit holders, so we do see this as a program that helps combat, to a certain extent, the graying of the fleet.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Is there anybody here in Juneau that wishes to testify? Okay, please feel free to come forward. What did you say?
Morning, Madam Chair.
Good morning. Please feel free to share your comments on the bill and introduce yourself to the committee. Yeah.
My name is Jerry McCann. I represent United Fishermen of Alaska, which is made up of 40 different commercial fishing groups from the Bering Sea to Southeast. And this program has put a lot of folks in the fishery, especially young folks that have a hard time sometimes securing funding or coming out of high school to secure funding. It's a modest raise in some of the categories, which will help people out, especially in the vessel category. It's $100,000 right now for a vessel. That hardly buys a vessel nowadays. You can't buy a brand new gill netter, probably cost you $300,000-$400,000. So that little modest raise would help get some safe boats. And the used market's pretty good right now, so that would get a person in a pretty decent boat and be able to have a safe boat. Right now, $100,000 doesn't hardly buy you anything. So to get, it's one of the programs that was created that we can help residents between the commerce laws, the Constitution, and limit entry laws. So it gives preference to residents here over non-residents, and that's what we want, to be able to keep residents in the fishery or coming into the fishery. So it's a little modest raise in the categories, helps folks out in those four categories, and five categories, I think. I don't have the bill right in front of me, Madam Chair, but anyway, the vessel one's the most important one right now. The vessels are pretty high. Permits are down, so the permits are not as high as they were, and so there's a little bit of movement there, but the vessel one is the, one of the most important raises that we're making in the categories. And it keeps the division still solvent, so we're all supportive of the bill, Madam Chair.
Okay, thank you very much, Jerry. Is there any questions? Senator Gardner?
Thank you, and this may not be a question best for you, but I'll ask you, and if not, we'll see who can answer it. And that is, are these loans available to non-residents?
Through the chair, Senator Gardner, no.
Okay, thank you.
It's was created totally for residents, and as I stated earlier.
Senator Meyer.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, Jerry, for your testimony. So what happens if you get the loan as Alaska resident but then move to Seattle?
Through the chair, Senator Meyer, well, you still have the loan, but I'm sure they wouldn't be as a cooperative if there was a bad season as they would with a resident. They would look to the residents to help them first.
Okay, because I'm not sure that's always a frustration is, you know, like on the North Slope, they hire locally, but then after a while they move outside, so then they're not really helping our local economy. I don't know if there's anything you can do about that, though, actually. So, thank you, Madam Chair.
Senator Meyer, would you like Ms. Haywood to come forward? And it is an interesting question that you ask.
Yeah, if you don't mind.
Jerry, thank you very much.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Again, for the record, this is Brittany Tony Haywood, Director of the Division of Economic Development. As far as the, through the chair, Senator Meyer, a very small percentage of our loans are currently held by anyone who's moved out of state. We do have a residency requirement in order to initially get the loan. You are correct that if somebody moves out of state, there's really not much that we can do about that. We would, of course, not give them another loan if they came to us for that, as well as if there is a bad season, as far as, you know, requesting an extension or a modification on the loan, that, you know, we're much more cooperative with our resident fleet.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate you coming back. Okay. Is there anyone online that wishes to testify on Senate Bill 71? Okay, seeing none, I will close public testimony, and we will set the bill aside for further review. And I'll take a brief at ease. Senate Labor and Commerce is called back to order. Next, we will be hearing from Gail Walden of Wasilla. This is a nominee for the Board of Dental Examiners. And we heard from a previous nominee at the beginning of the hearing. This is a nine-member board, and Gail is being nominated for the hygienist seat. So, Gail, please feel free to introduce yourself for the committee and share your reasons for being interested in serving on this board.
Hi, good morning. I am a clinical dental hygienist. I actually have served my first term on the Board of Dental Examiners, so I've already served for a four-year term, and I am putting my name in for reappointment. And I am a clinical dental hygienist. I've been a dental hygienist since 2003, graduated from Idaho State University. I've worked in the same practice in Wasilla since 2005. And besides that, I'm active in the Hygiene Association for our state, and I'm also now a clinical grading examiner for state licensing, what is called the Western Regional Examining Board. And I have taken on a position doing that as well. My position on the board, I feel like I'm an active participant, definitely share my points of view, and I've been pretty involved in regulations that we've been working on, and that's kind of, my brief statement.
Great, thanks, Gail. And the regulations that the board is working on, do you mind expanding on that?
The board has been working on, basically for the last 3 to 4 years, regulations to govern sedation in dentistry.
Okay.
Basically moderate sedation and general anesthesia. So we're expanding upon, right now the board currently regulates parental sedation and general anesthesia.
Great. Are there any questions from committee members? Okay, seeing none. Gail, thank you for making yourself available to the committee. Is there anyone here in Juneau that wishes to testify on this appointment? And is there anybody online? Okay, seeing none. Thank you, Gail. We will keep public testimony open on all the nominees. And again, I want to thank you for your willingness to serve and your past service to the state. We have over 200 boards in the state that help oversee a variety of different professions, so it's very important to have that public involvement. So thank you. And I want to mention to committee members that we will be meeting at 1:30 in the same room, and so this morning's meeting is adjourned.